Allow yourselves to be a little playful. Allow yourselves to explore and see the gifts for what they truly are. They may look a little different, and yet there's still opportunities for growth. There's still opportunities for learning. There's still opportunities for abundance and expansion. Be present in the moment. Pay attention to the signs and synchronicities that are guiding you.
Welcome to the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. My name is Michelle Gordon. I'm a registered nurse, NLP practitioner, and mindset and manifestation coach. If you're like me and subscribe to working hard, needing external validation, and those dominating thoughts of fear, worry, and doubt, well, then you're in the right place. Because all that gets to change here. I want to show you that there is another way, a magical way, and show you what is truly possible for you. My passion is mentoring and coaching women and nurses who are feeling just like I once did, overwhelmed, exhausted, and frustrated. And my mission is to help them shift back into alignment, to find clarity, reignite their energy and passion for life, and find true freedom, joy, happiness, and manifest a life they once only dreamed of. So if you're ready to dive deep into all things mindset, manifestation, and become the best version of you, then this is where I'll be giving you all of the tools and strategies that I have learned in my journey in finding bliss after burnout. I'm so excited to bring you today's episode, so let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. I am your host, Michelle Gordon, and today's episode is all about being open to the gifts that are around you and being open to the opportunities around you. And before I dive into today's, I guess, episode, discussion, topic, I just want to share with you that I'm buzzing right now. My energy is insane. And here's why. Because tonight was my group Zoom call in the Health and Happiness Formula. And so every second week, we have a Zoom call, group Zoom call, training session, which then opens up to a Q&A session and coaching session, which I love. And this is for the group. So we come together as a group of nurses that are in this program that have the opportunity to access these calls and jump on these calls and join in. And there's just something about being in a group of like-minded humans who are all up-leveling, who are all transforming, who are all on their journey to creating aligned lives and abundant lives. And tonight's, my energy is buzzing. The call was amazing. And tonight's topic was all about cultivating joyful lives. And it was so magical seeing this beautiful screen filled with amazing nurses who are all on this journey together and transforming, like huge transformations are happening in this container, in this group. And so if you are a nurse out there who is feeling stuck, who is feeling frustrated, who is feeling lost, burnt out, on the hamster wheel, who feels like life is beating you up, then you need to get in this group. I am so serious. You need to get in this group and do this program. All right, it is absolutely magical. And yeah, you need to be in here. That's all I'm going to say. So to do that, jump on Instagram and send me a message at @MichelleGordon_coach and we are going to have a conversation. Anyway, let's dive in. Today's episode of the podcast was inspired by something really simple that happened to me last week that really created such a light bulb moment for me. And it was a really, yeah, it was a moment where I went, wow, okay, wow, I need to share this. And last week, it was such a normal everyday moment that actually became, yeah, this moment where my brain was like, whoa, what else have you been missing, Michelle? What else have you been missing in your life? So every night, this is what happened. Every night before I go to bed, I apply a lip balm. It's a thing that I've done for as long as I can remember. It's an ingrained habit now that is so a part of my nighttime routine. And I do my thing, have my shower, put my pajamas on, clean my teeth, and do all of the things, do my face. I have night cream and all of these other little rituals. And the last thing that I do before I go to bed is apply lip balm. Anyway, my old lip balm ran out, so I bought a new one last week, and it was a different brand and different packaging. Okay, and that's fine. So here I am, one night last week, scrambling around late at night, frustrated because I had stayed up longer than I wanted to, and I was like, I've got to get to bed. And I'm scrambling around in my beauty case looking for my lip balm, and it wasn't there. And I was getting super frustrated because I couldn't find it. And I kept searching and emptying the contents of my beauty case, which sits, you know, on the counter in my ensuite, and I'm searching and searching, pulling everything out, putting it all back in, pulling everything out, putting it all back in, and it wasn't there. And then I turned on the light so I could see better, and I was like, okay, what is going on here? Why is it not here? This is ridiculous. I don't ever take it anywhere. It just stays in this place. Like, where is it? And this went on for several minutes. And then I saw it. It was right there the whole time, right under my nose. And I had ignored it because my brain was looking for the old one. My brain was looking for the familiar one that I had had for so long. And it was in that moment where I went, what else? What else have I not seen in my life? What other opportunities have been right in front of me that I've missed? And this was such a simple moment and a simple experience that really made me curious as to how our expectations can blind us to the opportunities and the abundance that surrounds us. All because we're expecting things to look and be a certain way. And I was like, okay, how do I be open now to receive opportunities and abundance in other ways? Because when we're open to receiving things in different ways than we expect, we would normally expect, we literally invite more abundance into our lives and more opportunities. Okay? And so it's all about releasing the attachment to specific outcomes and trusting that the universe will deliver exactly what we need, even if it looks different from what we imagined or what we expected. And being open to possibility and being open to opportunities really means allowing yourself to see beyond your preconceived notions and expectations. And so often we have a specific idea of what an opportunity should look like and how perhaps it should present itself. However, what I've come to realize, and this was such a great reminder, that the universe really works in mysterious ways. And most of the time, the most magical gifts are right in front of us, disguised as everyday occurrences, or disguised in perhaps another shell, or appearing differently, perhaps. So I really want you to think about, how can you release the need for things to fit into a certain mold in your life? How can you be more open to opportunities that look a little differently? And this has happened, you know, so many times. One example comes to mind of a client wanting to, you know, find a job and looking for a new job. And she was like, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to nurse. I don't want to nurse anymore. And that was, I don't want to nurse in the hospital system. I don't want to do this, but I don't know how else I can earn this money using the nursing skills that I have. How can I get out of the hospital system? Like, that's all I know. That's all I've done. And that's, you know, the typical setting that her brain was like, this is it. This is how your job is packaged up it within the hospital's, you know, system. And out of the blue one day, while she was on a break, and this often happens when you are out feeling joy and disconnected from the hustle and bustle and you know, all of those things, is these opportunities will present themselves. And this particular nurse came across another fellow nurse, who had an opportunity to work in a private clinic that was a very rare opportunity. And it was everything that my client had been looking for and more. And she'd not ever, I guess, allowed or explored anything like this before. It was very different to the nursing that she had done. And this opportunity presented itself, and she took the job, and she loves it. And so I want you to have a think about, you know, when we expect things to fit into a certain mold, we're limiting ourselves. We're not seeing all of the opportunities that are available to us. And so a big part of this process, and this was such a reminder for me, my lip balm moment, such a reminder for me that this process is about trust and also mindset. All right, trust and mindset are key here. So trusting that the universe has your best interests at heart, and understanding what you need may not come in the package that you expect it to. So think about it like this. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where something unexpected happened and it ended up being exactly what you needed? And maybe it was like a chance encounter with a stranger who offered you some really wise advice. That happened to me once on a bus, actually on the Gold Coast. And yeah, that was an incredible moment. And I was in this, on my way to a business event in the Gold Coast, and the bus driver I got on, and he was amazing, gorgeous human, very eccentric, if you like. And I had my laptop and all of the things, and I was just in this, you know, hustle mode, and I knew that I was going to this business event, and he started talking to me about Rubik's cubes, and it was just so profound the way he was describing how he do the Rubik's cube and make all the colors match up. It was just amazing. And he literally did it in front of me as I walked onto the bus in like a few seconds. And then the words that came out of his mouth about like was just so profound. And it was just a message for me that I just went, whoa, that was just a message that I needed to hear today. And it was about business. My brain ended up connecting that with business, and it was like, wow, this amazing stranger with a Rubik's cube who's driving the bus that I happened to catch on the Gold Coast in Queensland, 9 or 8 or 9 hours away from my home, is giving me business advice. Wow. Like, it was just so strange. And this is what I mean, like maybe it's this chance encounter like I had with this stranger who offers you some really wise advice. Or maybe like my client, stumbling upon a job opportunity that really does align perfectly with your skills and passions. Right? There's so, these are just all little magical gifts that the universe has, often hidden in plain sight. And I really want you to take away today mindset and trust. Really cultivating a mindset of openness and curiosity. Like, that's all it has to be. Be curious. Allow yourselves to be a little playful. Allow yourselves to explore. And see the gifts for what they truly are. They may look a little different, and yet there's still opportunities for growth. There's still opportunities for learning. There's still opportunities for abundance and expansion. All right, so be present in the moment. Pay attention to the signs and synchronicities that are guiding you. The next time that life throws you a little curveball, like me, not being able to find my lip balm, and yet it was there right in front of me. So the next time, like, I'm talking about other curveballs, right? That's not a curveball. That's just a minor thing. But the next time life does throw you a curveball or something doesn't go according to plan, rather than react with frustration or disappointment, I really encourage you to stay open to the possibility that something incredible is actually right in front of you that you're just not seeing yet, or it's just around the corner. It's happening. It's on its way. All right. It's time for you to be open, expand, be open to those amazing opportunities and possibilities. All right. That is it. Short and sweet. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please reach out to me and say hello on Instagram. I really do love connecting with you all. You are amazing. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.
Before you go, I want to say thank you for listening. To catch all of the latest from me, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and head over and follow me on Instagram at @MichelleGordon_coach. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share this with others. Take a screenshot, tag me, and share it on your social media. I cannot wait to see you here for the next episode of the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. I've got so much goodness to share with you. Bye for now.